ACLU of Washington senior policy strategist Brian Robick felt the proposed bill needed more work.
It is critically important to have transparency and public input into any decision by a city department to acquire surveillance equipment. This addresses a problem that we have seen recently here in Seattle with the handling of the acquisition of drones and a camera and mesh network surveillance system. For these reasons, we support the goals to provide civilian oversight of the city's use of surveillance systems, but have strong reservations about its effectiveness as drafted. We believe it is not ready for a vote today.
Of particular concern to Robick was the lack of a strong auditing provision,
which means that there is no mechanism to hold departments accountable for following the procedures approved by council. This also makes it nearly impossible for council to keep up with advancements in technology. Surveillance systems are more complex than just cameras. Something as simple as a software update can add new capabilities and new ways to track people. City Council will not know how it is being used without an audit provision.
And he also believes there is a need to track financial costs and the loss of privacy.
An audit similar to the one included in the park cameras ordinance should be mandated as part of the process for getting new and existing systems approved. We urge you to postpone the vote today and amend this bill to include a robust audit provision that will guarantee not only that procedures and privacy protections are being followed, but that also monitor effectiveness.
Two other people also testified against the adoption of the proposed measure. During the council debate, Public Safety, Civil Rights, and Technology Committee Chair Bruce Harrell summarized the proposed policy.
The legislation basically requires all city departments to obtain City Council approval prior to acquiring surveillance equipment. It also requires that the council review and approve the department protocols for operating such equipment and managing the data that is collected by the equipment. It specifically excluded handheld or body-worn devices, cameras installed in police vehicles.
Harrell also introduced amendments to the bill.
One of the concerns raised by the police department is when they are conducting criminal investigations and they have reasonable suspicion. So we were not trying to restrict that use. We were trying to restrict the kind of use that is done for general surveillance. And so we had changes which captures that concept.
And there was an auditing amendment.
We are asking for 1 year after the effective date for the City Council to review its implementation as it applies to city departments. 6 months, 7 months prior to that, we'll work with the auditor, outline a very clear scope of work, and make sure that the auditor is on board.
Here is Council Member Nick Licata.
We are going to basically say, before this city buys any surveillance equipment or drones, they cannot do so without the approval of the council, and they cannot put them into operations until we sign off on the protocols. And we'll be the first city to have done this. Other cities right now do not have written protocols. So I hope that we are creating a good model. It's not a perfect model, but it'll be a model that other cities can look at and replicate and improve.
The council voted unanimously to adopt the bill as amended. The audience gave the following reaction. After the meeting, I spoke with ACLU Communications Director Doug Honig specifically about the amendment proposed for auditing.
We've been advocating that the city auditor, somebody outside the police department, take a look each year at records from the police on how it's been used, whether they're following the law, also if they've been expanding surveillance, if there's been any evidence of improper surveillance. But this was so rushed that we haven't had a chance to look at what they proposed and have now passed to see if this will actually accomplish that.
In other public safety action, the council voted to approve the appointment of 13 people to the Community Police Commission, formed as a result of the Department of Justice's investigation of the SPD. Here's Bruce Harrell praising one of the appointees.
We have a very talented group, Reverend Harriet Walden. Reverend Walden is the co-founder of Mothers for Police Accountability and a vocal advocate for better police-community relations in Seattle since 1990. It should be noted that Reverend Walden had a lot of community support, and the commission rallied around her during the question and answer period and showed a strong sign of unity and ability to move forward.
Two other appointments have been recommended, Mount Zion Baptist Church Pastor Reverend Aaron Williams and former state representative Kip Tokuda. For KBCS, this is David Griffith.